3270 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Hey, good morning.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it's beautiful out there. We've had some really nice weather in the Northeast of late. Snowstorm coming in tonight and tomorrow. So, you know, get your outside work done today before the storm arrives, and we should be in good shape. Now, if we can help you with your garden, the number to call is 800-259-9231. Give us a call right now. Talk with Jared. He'll get you set up, and we'll work together so that you can have a good jump start on the season ahead of us. And remember, go to the website, www.paulparent.com, and you can sign up for the email newsletter. It comes out every single Thursday, and there's all kinds of information, and it will continue to be a lot of information. It's also printable. We're going to have coupons and giveaways and all kinds of things coming up and on the email newsletter. And it's all free. You just have to go to the front page, put in your email address, hit submit, and next Thursday you'll get our latest edition. Okay, Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up we have Marcia on the line who's calling about a clivia.
Marcia, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm here in Blue Hill, and I have a clivia, and it has some white sticky stuff on it, and I've tried a lot of sprays, and I've tried alcohol and water, and I don't know what to do.
Okay. What you have on your clivia is called mealybug. It's sticky, and it's kind of cottony-looking and white in color, right?
Yes.
Okay. You have mealybug. I have a clivia at my house. I was doing a live broadcast in the late summer, and a listener divided hers and gave me a piece of it, and it's doing absolutely wonderful, and I just love it. And I had a little bit of this mealybug in September on it. When I brought it inside the house, I noticed it, and I cleaned it. And it's worked out really well. What I want you to do is just take a soft cloth and wet it in your sink with warm water. Put a little bit of liquid soap like Joy, Dove, Dawn, whatever you wash your dishes with, and wash all of the foliage with it. Because sometimes what happens, if you just take rubbing alcohol with a Q-tip, and you pull off the mother, you're leaving the eggs still intact. Mm-hmm. So if you take a cloth with soapy water and you wash the leaves, especially where the leaves come out of the plant, right in that tight joint, you're going to see that it's going to work a lot better for you.
Okay.
I did that. I washed mine thoroughly with just this mild soap and water, and the leaves got all nice and shiny again. And when I looked at the rag, I could see a brown film, and I knew that was the eggs of it. And since September, I've noticed one more adult, and I just took a Q-tip, dumped it in the sink, and I washed it really, really well and dug into the little cracks and crevices where the leaves come out of the plant.
Yes.
And it's been clean ever since.
Yeah, great. I have one other question, Paul. And I have a crab apple tree that has gotten quite big and is shading my garden more than I wanted to shade it. And I was wondering if I could drastically cut back all those branches, or would that be too much of a shock for it?
Oh, no, that would be the thing to do. But I'll tell you, Marcia, there's snow coming in tonight, right?
Yes.
If you go out in the garden right now with some pruners and cut 3, 4, 5 branches about 2 feet long, bring them in the house, put them in a tall vase of water, and keep it warm, in 2 weeks, your crabapple will be in bloom on your kitchen table.
And I can do that right now.
You can do that right now.
I've done that already with the forsythia last week. And
yeah, you can do it with a dogwood. You can do it with flowering crabs, flowering cherries, plums, any kind of a spring-blooming tree. If you prune it right now and you put it in a tall vase. Now, what you need to do is this. The branches shouldn't be any longer than like 2 to 3 feet and about the size of your index finger thickness-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, bring them inside the house, and then what I do is I put my cutting board on the counter. Mm-hmm. I take a sharp knife, like a steak knife, and I don't want to hold it because I'm afraid I'm going to cut myself, but I lay the branch on the cutting board. I take the edge of the knife, and I try and split the branch that's going into the water. I try and split it in half about 3 to 4 inches long, and that helps with the water uptake. And you'll have flowering crabs in bloom in your house in about 2 weeks, and then they'll bloom for about 2 weeks. So knowing that, as soon as you see that they're coming into bud and bloom, cut another 3 to 4 branches, put it in the second vase, and when the first vase finishes blooming and you're going to throw it out, the second vase is now coming into bud and bloom, and you can repeat the process, and you can have a vase full of fresh blooming crab apples on your table from now until spring. And see, if you go out and you prune the flowering crab now, excuse me, which you can, you're going to throw all the flowers away.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So by pruning the branches, putting them in a vase of water, keeping it warm and filled, you'll have a flower show on your kitchen table all winter. And when spring arrives, you'll still have a few flowers, but at least you've begun that pruning cycle, and you're going to be in great shape, and everything will grow better around it.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you, Marcia. You have a great day. Bye-bye. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. And if we can help you, you give us a call. While you're on the website, take a look at that gardening journal that we have. That makes a great Valentine's Day present. A lot less than a dozen roses. Think about it. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Matt on the line who's got a question about the potato blight.
Okay, Matt, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning,
I'd love
Matt.
To know your theory on planting seed potatoes, or not necessarily seed potatoes, your regular harvested potato that you winter over in your root cellar. Can I put that in the ground and not be blight affected from last year's blight?
Okay. The seed potatoes that you can buy at feed and grain stores or from your local garden center, or even some of the potatoes that are small that you save from your garden, can be replanted as long as they did not get the blight. So when you buy certified seed, they're guaranteed to be disease-free. If your potatoes from your garden last year, all the leaves got mottled, twisted, and started to fall, you got the blight. And the disease spores are in the potato. It will not hurt you to eat it, but if you replant them and they have the blight, you're going to have the same problem this year. So it would be worthwhile for you not to take a chance. Buy certified seed, whether they're from Maine or from Canada, and Prince Edward Island is the biggest producer of seed potato in the New England area, but Maine has a lot of certified seed potatoes too. I would not use what you had in your garden just to be safe, because a lot of people had the potato tomato blight last year. Start with certified fresh seeds. That way you don't have to worry about it. Why take a chance? What's it going to cost you? $10 for 20 pounds of seed potatoes? A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a beautiful day, right? Snow coming in tonight, tomorrow, so let's get your outside work done before the storm arrives. And like our previous caller, if you have some flowering plants, if you have forsythia, quince, they both bloom in the spring. If you have fruit trees, apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, if you have flowering trees like crabs, dogwoods, or any kind of a spring-blooming tree, flowering pear, flowering cherry, plum, dogwood, and they need to be pruned, go out there now and cut half a dozen branches. As long as they're no thicker than your index finger, put them in a tall vase of water. If they're big, split them. And within 2 weeks, they'll be in bloom. And believe me, you'll thank me, because there's nothing better than having a kitchen full of beautiful flowers. And you've done the pruning at the same time. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Mary on the line, who's calling about an indoor tree.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, Paul. Before I ask you my question about my tree, I wanted to ask you, have you ever heard of a leaf of life plant?
Is that a plant that
it's really
the
not
leaves...
a plant. They told me it's just a leaf that you lie on top of soil, and it grows really good in Florida, and it produces other leaves.
I've seen a tropical plant, and I haven't seen it in a long time, but it was a tropical plant, and the leaves were about 6 inches, maybe a little bit longer, about 2 inches wide, almost like grass, but not as long or as narrow. And along the margins, it produced little babies with a root and leaves. And then it would fall. If you could pull the little plants off and just put them on a pot of soil and they grow.
Uh-huh. Well,
yeah, there is a plant. It is something that you can just break off a leaf, lay it on top of a pot of soil, and it will make ten brand new plants. Mm. Or you can pick them off and put them on a pot of soil. It'll make a new plant by itself. I can't remember what the name of it is.
Well,
so if there's somebody listening.
The leaf of life, because it keeps reproducing and reproducing and reproducing. So I guess that's where it's got its name, but I had never heard of it before.
Yeah. I haven't seen one of these plants in a long, long time. But let me do some research and see if I can find out what the real name is of it. Because sometimes what happens is somebody will have a plant like this and they'll actually make up a name. And there are plants, for example, that, and this is why all plants have a Latin name. Because you could call something on the East Coast something and you go to Europe and it's a different name. You go to the West Coast, and it's a third different name, but it always has the same Latin name.
Mm. Okay, well, I'll make
a note right now on my pad, and I'll see if I can find out what it is for you, okay?
I thought you might know, because they told me it grows down in Florida really, really good, and I know your son is down there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me ask you a question now.
Okay.
My neighbor had, for Christmas, someone had given her a potted, I'd say it's about a great big round potted, it's like a very leafy tree, like a palm tree, and it has these little branches and little needles on them, and they're very, very light and little fluffy looking like. I don't know what you call it, but she wanted to know if I wanted it, and I don't know what to do with it, how to take care of it.
She got it at Christmas?
Someone gave it to her for a Christmas present. It's probably in a pot, and it's probably about 3 feet tall in the pot.
Huh. And it's
very light and fluffy. I wish I could think of the name, because I've seen them at the stores around Christmas time.
It's probably a type of juniper. It could be a rosemary plant, because rosemary is very popular around Christmas.
No, it's not that. No.
Okay.
I know what rosemary is.
Then it's probably some type of a juniper. San Francisco has a huge plant market. Huge. And they ship a lot of plants to the East Coast during the holidays, and they have various kinds of juniper. They're not winter hardy in our climate, but as a potted plant, they do real good. So if it's free, take it and try it. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine steam-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A, aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Guidance Club. Our number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. So if you have a question, now's a good time to call Jared. Lines are getting quiet due to the time, but if you call right now, we'll get you right up. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Peter on the line, who's got a question about trimming a spruce and also about a product.
Okay. Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
Good. And yourself, Peter?
I'm doing great. We have a spruce tree. It's big. It's probably about 30 feet high. And we want to trim it a little bit. Just, you know, some of the bottom branches kind of, I guess maybe around head level, around 6-7 feet, they're sticking out a little bit. So we want to trim, you know, maybe a foot, maybe a couple feet off some of those branches, And I miss my window of opportunity to do it around Christmas time and, you know, to use those for decoration. But I was wondering, you know, what is the absolute best time to trim that tree? Is it in the dead of winter or is it in the early spring? And then actually I've got another question after.
Okay. As far as spruce, and all of your evergreen trees, the Christmas tree growers, they do their pruning during July and August after the new growth has firmed. And that way, the trees that they're going to cut for the holidays are nice, stiff branches in there. There's less flexibility to them so that they hold the ornaments better. But in your case, you want a tree that's going to be part of your property. The pruning should be done during March or April. That's when I prune mine. I have a blue spruce on my front lawn, and I didn't want something that was going to get really, really tall, so I bought one called a Fat Albert, and it's a dwarf blue spruce. It will get up around 15 to 20 feet, I guess. Mine is probably a good 10 to 12 feet. And every year, I just kind of nip the tips of the branches a little bit, and it's getting really thick and thicker and thicker every single time I prune them. The only thing that you want to be very careful is try not to hit the main leader. Because if you prune the main leader, instead of it continuing to grow straight up in the air, it's going to fork. And it will develop two or three leaders, and then you'll lose that nice conical shape. So if you have to hit the main leader, because it, let's say, is getting to be too tall or something, then what you need to do is the following year, when you get ready to prune, is that leader that you cut will produce three or four new shoots. You'll need to go back and eliminate everything but one, so now it continues as a single leader. And that way you keep that conical shape. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what was the second question, Peter?
Thank you. The second question is, it was a product that you loved, and I used it, and it worked great. It was that protein that you put in with the roses and phlox, and it keeps the black spot and the powdery mildew away. And I know you said they're going to do away with it because the market for it on the consumer level just isn't there. So I was wondering, I always forget the name of that stuff actually, but
it's called Messenger.
Oh yeah, Messenger, right? And
Messenger.
And so since they're going to be doing away with it, what can we use? What? Because our flocks every year, other than the time I use the Messenger, they used to get powdery mildew really bad. And so I was wondering, you know, what substitute do we have for that? What can we use that'll keep the mildew away and the black spot on the roses?
Yep. Messenger was a great product. It was developed for agriculture, and one of the presidents or whatever of the company wanted to try to market it for the homeowner, for the consumer, and I got a sample through the agricultural writing and radio system, and I loved it. And I contacted them. They did some advertising on the show. And in New England, it was wonderful. They were selling a ton of it. But it was only in the New England area for some reason. I don't know why they weren't promoting it. And because there wasn't enough of a demand, they have since eliminated the product. Now, what you can do is go to your local garden center and see if they have it left over from this year. Now, this is a dated product, and it will have a date that you have to use it before it expires. Otherwise, it won't be good. But there's another product that's again, all natural, all organic, called Serenade. And Serenade comes from the West Coast. And Serenade was developed for the tomato industry. And in Florida, they use a lot of it. And it's all organic, it's all natural, and it will prevent a lot of the tomato diseases. It keeps the new growth happy and healthy, and the tomatoes will actually ripen faster. This year in Florida, they have a problem. My son, every year when I come down, which will be in February to see him, I always will buy 2 25-pound boxes of tomatoes. I'll bring it home with me, and we'll make sauce and salsa and all that. Well, he went to get tomatoes yesterday, and he was told by the people that these are the last tomatoes in Florida. And he said, what do you mean it's the last tomatoes? The frost and the cold weather that Florida has had has wiped out the entire tomato crop for the whole state. And any tomatoes that come in are going to come from either Chile or Mexico, and it's going to be a good 3 months. Now, I'm sure further south, maybe near Miami, you're going to have some, but the major tomato growing industries in the middle part of the state, near West Palm and areas like that, they were totally wiped out. West Palm went to 27 degrees.
Wow.
And the tomatoes are basically gone. So, but this Serenade was developed for them, and it works really well. You need to put it on before the fungus arrives. So you give that a try, and I'm sure it's going to work really, really well for you.
Thank you, Paul.
Our phone number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give Jared a call. We'll get you set up, and we'll help you with your garden. Jared, who's next?
Right now, we have open lines. We're just waiting for
Okay, folks, you heard that. So whoever calls first, we'll get right on the air. Now, one thing that you should do, if you're going to be growing some seeds to start your own vegetables or your own flower plants, go to my website, which is paulparent.com, and we have a section with seed catalogs. There's over 50 seed catalogs on that page. We've built direct links directly to the seed grower, and you can order the catalogs right online. And most of them are free. And it's very easy. Just, again, go to www.paulparent.com. And then when the page comes up, just keep clicking till you hit the seed catalogs. And there's companies that sell perennials, bare root. There's companies that you can buy roses directly from them, bare root, or even fruit trees. And a lot of unusual seeds. Jared loves to grow peppers. And he's done an unbelievable job with his peppers. He was looking for a certain variety of pepper. Well, there's a company called Tomato Grower, and they're in Florida. And they have 300 varieties of tomatoes and over 150 varieties of peppers, from bells to real, real hot things to frying or even stuffing. And they're the only company that I know that has that many varieties and a lot of really unusual varieties of peppers and tomatoes. They have tomatoes that are grown in Russia where the season is really, really short. So if you live in central or northern Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, or Minnesota, you can order these seeds that are short growing season, and they will do very, very well for you. So take a look at it. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Lisa on the line who's calling about a clematis.
Lisa, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Hi, Paul.
Morning.
I have an interesting question for you. I had a climbing clematis on my lamppost, and
mm-hmm.
it's beautiful. It had a ton of flowers this year, but something happened during the summer, and the foliage started to die from the base of the clematis and slowly work its way up, and I'm not sure if I lost the plant or if there's something I could do in the spring.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like you probably got a fungus on the foliage. And remember, Lisa, we had 21 inches of rain this past summer, which was, I think, either the first or the second wettest summer ever recorded. And we also had either the first or the second coldest summer ever recorded. So you put that together, and that's why your clematis got this leaf discoloration that eventually drop. Don't do anything right now. What I want you to do in the spring is when you can get out in the yard, clean around it, and give it some time.
Okay.
Sometimes what happens is it just drops the leaves, and if the plant had enough time during the growing season to store energy, the plant will come right back to life. And that will happen during early to mid-May or as soon as the weather gets really, really nice. Sometimes what happens is the top of the plant dies, but the root system is still intact, and new shoots will come out of the ground, and then you can just cut the old dead top growth off, and it will be replaced with some new and healthy foliage and branches. And if that's the case, then what you want to do is usually by mid-June, I would apply this Serenade fungicide on the foliage just to get it in the plant so that if the fungus does return, there will be something on the plant to protect it against the possibility of the fungus returning. And the other thing is, on the surface of the ground where these infected leaves fell, put down about an inch of either compost or bark mulch, and that will smother the spores so that they can't ripen and float up and reinfect the new leaves.
Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. See, that's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Jarrett, who's up first?
Okay, first up we have Fred on the line who's got a question about a flowering cherry tree.
Fred, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. You had talked to a lady a little while back about trimming back the flowering cherries, I guess, apples and cherry trees. And I went out and looked at mine, and it's loaded with moss. Now, will that hurt the plant, or is there any way you can get rid of it?
It's like a little growth on the stem itself.
On the whole branches.
On the whole branches. Do you live on Cape Cod?
Yes.
Okay. The reason that you have it is because you have a lot of moisture in the air, and this is it's called a lichen, and it grows on the tree but does not hurt it. It's like if you go down to Florida or Mississippi, Louisiana, you'll see Spanish moss that's growing from the branches of the tree, and it uses it for support. It's not a parasite that's eating of the tree. It's living off of the nutrients in the rain and in the air, so it's not hurting the tree. Just leave it alone. Everything is fine.
Yeah, no, I just think of it. Even post and rail fence. It's even growing on that, too. So it must be the weather.
It's because you've got water on both sides of Cape Cod There's a lot of moisture in the air. As a matter of fact, during Christmas, I can tell, and once people have seen it, they can tell also, they sell Christmas trees from Nova Scotia. And Nova Scotia Christmas trees have a moss very similar to it growing on the evergreen balsam fir. And it's because of the amount of water that's around that peninsula. So it's nothing to worry about. It's living on the plant, but it's not taking from the plant. It's making its own food and getting it from the water and from the air. So don't panic. Everything is fine, Fred.
Okay,
thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. You too. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Lillian on the line who's calling about a Christmas cactus.
Lillian, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm calling about my Christmas cactus. It has grown to about 4 foot across.
Wow.
And it's quite heavy, you know, to move from spot to spot, and I'd like to cut it back.
Okay. Well, you can only, I mean, if you want to cut it back, the time to do it is going to be during May because your Christmas cactus will be making new growth at that point. Now, you can only cut it where you have green branches. A plant that's 4 feet across is a really old plant, and the branches closest to the container probably have a papery looking bark on them.
Yes, they're very thick too.
Yeah, and see, those are very fibrous, like the trunk of a tree.
Yes.
While the tips of the branches are soft growth and very, very supple. So if you cut into that really hard looking branches, you may not get any new growth from it. So you can only cut in that green, fleshy looking growth, and then you can take all those cuttings and you can root them. But if you try and cut into that really barky type looking growth, it may not make any new branches, and then you'd end up with something that really doesn't look very good. So just be aware, you can prune it as long as you're cutting it in tissue that's still green.
Yeah.
Other than that, you're just going to have to repot it and maybe use some artificial soil so that it doesn't get as heavy. Thank you, Lillian.
Oh, thank you.
Jared, can we get one more in? Do we have enough time?
We can try. We have Vinny on the line calling about squash seeds.
Okay, Vinny, make it quick.
Yes. Okay, two quick ones. Pruning my peach tree next month in February. I live in Bristol, Rhode Island, for the purpose of getting new fruit trees, you know, rooting them. And the other question is saving squash seeds. I keep them in an open bag. I selected them, and that's it. Go ahead with that, and I'll listen out for you.
Okay, on the squash, as long as you keep them in an open bag and they stay dry, they don't get mold and mildew, they should be okay. As long as you didn't grow other varieties of squash, because you may have pollen from the other varieties.